tell Adam about what's going on.
I don't know. I'm beefing with the O-line because, you know, when I left that room after the Super Bowl, we left a legacy of, you know, being O-line men, not being sexy. And it just feels like there's too many guys with crop tops going on right now. So I don't know. I'm beefing with them, Adam.
Have you noticed McGovern? McGovern's what started all this because he's decided just the pads. He wants to make sure that the belly does not get too untanned during camp, I guess.
I mean, if it looks good, then why not? But, nah, it's hot out here, so, I mean, it's just easier to breathe, easier to move around, I feel like, you know, less restriction. But
how you feeling health-wise?
I feel good.
Getting back into it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, today was probably the most I've done so far in training camp, and I felt good pretty much through it all. But, yeah, it's just getting back, you know, getting that conditioning, getting back in there playing blocks and getting your eyes and hands and feet all coordinated. So, you know, it's still that building process, and, you know, it's going to be a learning over the next 4 weeks going into, you know, the first game of the season.
I know when we talked to you on draft day out at Derek Wolfe's party, you had said, look, you felt like you were in a good spot. You weren't going to talk it up too much. You wanted to show it onto the field. After the minor setback, it seemed like, I'll call it minor because it wasn't my knee, but do you feel like you're still on track where you want to be? Is everything still in a good time frame for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as I said, you know, we've got 4 weeks to get to game one of the season. So, you know, it's just building that ladder and each day progressing. And, you know, you might have days where it's, you know, you stay the same and it doesn't feel like, you know, that you are getting any healthier. But, you know, you just got to assume that you are and keep working and keep working. And then, you know, I feel pretty good right now, so.
Adam, one scheme question I got for you. Obviously, you D linemen are all coming back much bigger than you were last year, and the way that you guys have played the 3-4 scheme, it's a little bit untraditional because you actually penetrate. And in most 3-4 schemes, it's more of a two-gap approach, and you guys will do a little bit of both. With you guys in this bigger size, bigger frames, are you guys still going to be as active up front, or is it going to be more of a traditional 3-4?
Yeah, I think we'll probably be even more active. I think, you know, especially for our second year guys coming back now, it's kind of, we understand the mentality and, you know, what downs we want to penetrate, what downs we want to kind of, you know, just eat the double
two-gap
team and two-gap it that way. But, I mean, I think everyone's just put on good size. I don't think anyone's come back and put on bad weight. So, you know, if it's 5-10 pounds of muscle, you know, you take it. And then I feel like as a defense, we're, you know, we're 10 times better in the defensive line than where we were last year. So
I love it.
Adam, we got to catch you free, man, but we always appreciate you stopping by.
Worries,
stay healthy.
Thanks,
and we'll talk to you later on in camp. Now, are you going to give Andy Janovich a sexy fine? Because now he's got it going.
No, he can do that thing, dude. That guy can do anything he wants. That dude's a baller. He's like my hero. He smashes heads and breaks face masks.
Should we get him on?
Yeah, we should.
Should we try to wave him down? Andy, can we get a couple minutes? Just a couple minutes? Can we beg you? Please? And he's like, I guess so.
He's
Whatever.
Coming. He's coming.
It's
3 minutes before you need to go anywhere.
Look at that laugh.
Like, yeah. He didn't even
laugh. What? You got a couple of buffs here.
Hey,
you'll
listen,
probably regret this. He's about ready to get up and leave.
Here's the deal. Would you do this for 8 years, when you played in the league for 8 years, you know that none of the excuses work because you know that they got time built in. I'm kidding, Andy.
Boy,
man,
that look is getting steelier and steelier as we go along.
You know, that's why I told you I like him, though, because he scares me.
Let's talk with Andy Janovich here, the fullback, tailback, do-it-all from the Denver Broncos. I'll tell you what, Brock Olivo, when you guys are done here together, he needs to be your agent because Brock Olivo thinks you're the new Chuck Norris to Brock Olivo. I don't know if you've heard those jokes or not. But
you get any grief from the teammates on that one? You see the Broncos they tweeted out, find somebody that loves you the way Brock loves Andy.
Yeah, I saw it.
Are you appreciative?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, yeah.
I loved it, man. I loved it. Hey, talk to us about this offense a little bit. Are you enjoying it? I know for you it's probably catch-22 because Kubiak loved him a fullback, right?
Yeah,
and
he did.
So I'm sure there's a little bit of catch-22 in it, but it sounds like you've earned the respect of your coaches very quickly, and they're going to find ways to integrate you. But how are you feeling about this new offense and your specific role in it?
I'm feeling good. I mean, my role has never really changed. I'm just one of those guys that goes in there. I block every now and then. Maybe they'll throw me the ball or give me a run. I don't know. It just depends. But, I mean, I'm fitting in pretty well with it, and I'm liking it.
I don't always get the ball, but when I do, I score touchdowns.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's about, right? How's the health? How's everything feeling after the injury last year? No, I'm sure no concerns. You look like you're not thinking about it, but how you feeling?
Feeling great. Yeah, nothing about that injury is on my mind anymore. I mean, it's completely 100%.
So I know sometimes when a new offense comes in, guys will reach out to someone that's played in it before. As now, as Tyler said, not a lot of fullback history with Mike McCoy, but he did have Chris Gronkowski, one of the younger brothers in the Gronkowski family. Did you reach out to anybody to try to figure out what to expect out of this offense, or was it a wait-and-see approach for you?
I didn't really know. I just knew that he took a fullback last year in the sixth round, and they carried him all 16 games. So, I mean, that was pretty made me feel good,
comforting.
I guess. Yeah, comforting.
Andy, sorry to interrupt there.
You're good.
What's Vance Joseph's message been to the team after practice today and yesterday? I know yesterday was a little bit sloppy with the QBs. Today looked a little bit better to me from casual point of view. But what's the message of the team been?
I mean, just all-out effort every play. Just keep working, just stack days. That's how we're going to get better. It's an investment.
He's pretty calm, even approach after every practice, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to Chicago? You play one of those positions where, I mean, you broke face masks, you broke helmets, you've almost beat you seriously, you're starting this, like, this, what is it, cult hero thing kind of you got going on.
You know you're a cult leader and you don't even know it.
You're on the cult hero list here. But you got to go smash guys. That's what I'm sure you want to do and show them that you can do. Are you looking forward to finally getting the real games going even though we're a week away?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm here for, play against other guys.
You know, that's what happens when you leave the belly out. People hit it, Andy.
All right,
you know this.
Are you going to tell them about what's going on? See, now, you're not technically an offensive lineman, but let's be honest. He loves blocking guys like an old lineman.
You know,
are you going to tell them what's going on?
Well, yeah, you know, I was giving Matt Paradis some grief yesterday, and, you know, I don't even know if Andy knows who I am, but I was on the Super Bowl team a couple of years ago, and I was in the offensive line room here, and, you know, so Matt and I go way back here, and I'm pretty disappointed in Matt because he's letting Connor McGovern go out there in his little crop top looking like you. And, you know, that's just not a legacy that us former linemen accept. You know, we don't accept. We used to call that a sexy fine.
Yeah.
And it appears that he's letting that go on. So stop letting Connor lift weights with you and go to the tanning bed with you, all right?
Would you accept the sexy fine from him? Or is that just part of the, hey, you're running
back? No, I told you, I can't find a fullback, right?
Somehow I ended up with $1,000 of fines last year in the O-line room. I don't even know how.
Yeah, listen.
They tell you what they were? Can you give us a couple of the categories?
Every day I wore my cast when I broke my hand, it was $20 fine. So, I mean, I couldn't get out of that.
Yeah, you're better off just not associating with them. That's where you went wrong.
So, when we call you a fullback, do you see yourself as more than just a fullback? Because I mean, when I watched your tape when you got drafted last year and we got to talk to you draft day, you've got nifty feet. You don't have Mike Allstott just go one direction and I'm not changing kind of feet. I mean, do you see yourself as more than just a fullback ultimately?
Not until they start giving me the ball more. I mean, I just think I'm a fullback mainly. I mean, I don't run the ball or catch the ball enough to be considered anything else.
But let's just say they were to give you the ball. Would you be comfortable saying maybe a nice surprise would be waiting there?
I hope so. I mean, it's tough to say.
Andy, I told you 3 minutes. I'm gonna get you out of here before we keep you and waste your time anymore. You know,
how's Nebraska looking, by the way?
No, don't ever ask him about Nebraska. I was hoping you wouldn't do that.
God's
you don't
country.
Bring up Nebraska. You don't bring that up.
God's country?
Yeah.
I'm going to see.
Are you psyched for that buff,
grad.
That buff Nebraska kind of get-together again here in a few years?
I'm really excited
about
that.
You circled about it. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah,
are we doing that again?
19 or 20, something like that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're still doing the show and maybe, you know, maybe a little action. Maybe a sandwich on the line.
You know, it pained me like crazy yesterday doing all the broadcasts or last year when I'm giving you all these compliments. And I'm like, God, I can't do that to a Nebraska guy. I can't give him compliments.
Hey, man, stay healthy. We do appreciate you stopping by, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Andy.
See you, brother.
Andy Janovich. Now let's go over to Donald Stevenson.
Anybody that doesn't know, I played with Alan. I can talk to him like that.
What about Donald?
I didn't play with Donald.
What are you going to ask?
But I have been telling everybody that you're balling out this camp like you balled out last camp. I mean, seriously, dude. I've been watching you, and, I mean, you've got one of the most aggressive punches I've ever seen, and especially in one-on-ones. I love watching it. I mean, is that kind of a catch-22 for you at times? Because I know for me, I played similarly. I was always underweight, and I tried to punch really hard, and it was either my savior or it was my demon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, it's definitely something that you pick and choose your spots. You got to know which players it's going to work on and which players it doesn't. You know, sometimes I get away with it on Vaughn, but a lot of times if you go at him, he's quick enough to make that first move and get around it. So it's something I've been working on, though.
Now, you've been playing – well, we started watching a little bit of right like last year. Now you're moving over, getting a little bit of left in there. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of former linemen that said that's not real easy to do. Is it something that's natural for you, or is it a little bit hard? And can you talk about the differences when you switch sides?
I mean, it's definitely not easy. I've been doing it my whole career, though, so I've kind of grown to, like, get adjusted to it. But, you know, I'm naturally left, but I played a lot of right last year because I did early in my career. So it's something that you kind of get good at over the years. It's not just going to happen in 1 year.
You feel more comfortable on the left side? Is that what you're saying?
Right now, I'm trying to get back to my technique on the left side because I did get pretty comfortable at right. But it's good for me, though. I like being able to swing both sides.
Okay, yeah. You talk about that technique. So what changes? Is it the lead hand? Is it the drop foot? I mean, what is it?
Well, when you play one side for so long, you go to the other side, things don't click as fast. You know, it's not – you're not just doing it without thinking. So right now I'm on the left, and I'm kind of like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. And, you know, these guys are too good. You got to be able to adjust right when you need to do it.
You know, the offensive line as a group, it appears you guys are running the ball pretty well right now.
Yep.
This new scheme, break it down a little bit. I mean, I personally think I understand it. I mean, you run a lot of duo, running a lot of gap scheme.
Yep.
But break down for the listeners the differences between what you're doing right now technically versus what you did last year.
Well, last year we did a lot of zone, outside zone.
Yep.
And we did it a lot. Here, right now, we still run outside zone, but then we'll come punch in the mouth with a downhill run. And it kind of gets the defense off balance. They don't know what's coming. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier on us to run those type of plays. We're not just trying to reach a guy every play. You know what I'm saying? We can come downhill every now and then.
All right, we're going to cut you free after this. We got Adam Gotz is getting ready to join us. But I do want to ask you, they talked about getting more of a bully kind of push-around attitude this year in the O-line. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you already brought a little of that last year? Or how was your reaction when you heard that all offseason?
I'm such a fire starter.
Well, I mean, the man, I'll say this. I asked you that because I saw you out there, John, with plenty of people from the sidelines last year between plays.
Yeah,
so.
That's in my nature. You know, this offense fits that mentality a little better.
Yeah, okay. but do you bully Adam Gotsis?
All the time.
Hey, thank you for stopping by. That's right. Donald Stevens.